done now.
Can you dig it? This is the Hall of Fame on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Booker T and Brad Gilmore.
Sitting in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I'm Booker T, six-time world champ, guys. Two-time Hall of Fame, along with my man Brad Gilmore. Just doing it big. Talking about a little bit of sports and entertainment, wrestling. Might even get into a little boxing. I don't know if you've been hearing about what's going on with Ryan Garcia and his camp over there with Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy, man. But it's getting real sticky, man. It's a sticky situation, sticky. Boom. I don't know if you ever heard that song before.
I actually don't know that one.
Oh, man, that's old school, man. You can pull it up, you know, situation sticky, dog. Sticky situation. Yeah,
it sounds like something Macho would say. Oh, you're in a sticky situation.
Uh-huh. Situation sticky. Yeah, feel the madness.
we talked in the last show about it, and I feel like we should continue with some of the WWE premium live event that went down from San Juan, Puerto Rico. We got some super chats about it as well. Just I want to highlight one other match because well, actually, a few others. Really, everything was good. There wasn't a bad match on the whole show. I think a standout was Bianca Belair and Io Sky had a phenomenal match to where I liked it because the crowd was actually behind Io Sky for the whole match. They wanted Io, the heel, to win, and they were against Bianca. And the reason I liked it is because, to me, It puts Bianca in a different position than she's been in the last year, right? She's got to kind of work against the crowd, not with the crowd. And how am I going to still get to my destination of having them cheer when the babyface retains, even though they're against me right now? And they navigated that match really smartly, and I actually want to give them both a lot of credit, Bianca especially, because the match was excellent. And then Zelina Vega's moment in the sun, just the crowd, how they responded to her. She came out, you know, the Puerto Rican kind of bustier, and the Puerto Rican flag was kind of over her top and bottom, and she had it in a cape as well. And you know, the crowd was so loud when they were making her opening introductions, you couldn't even hear the ring announcer. They were behind her so strong. She was crying. So those two I wanted to highlight.
Oh, man, Zelina definitely was in her, you know, in her wheelhouse. She was at home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For the fans to give her that moment, I was reading something. She said that this weekend was like one of the most special moments, you know, that she's ever had, which I get that totally. Big props to her going out there, not pulling it off, of course. The Rip, you know, I feel, you know, Real Ripley definitely is next level. She is she's a major star, as far as Bianca and Io match, for Bianca to come out and get booed. And I tell you, man, I don't know what it is. I've wrestled all over the country, all over the world. And, I remember the one place I got booed and it still sticks out like a sore thumb, you know what I mean? In my mind, it was in Mexico.
Mm.
And, I was like, man, why are they booing me? What the hell, brown people? What's going on there? You know what I mean? I thought we was connected, I got it. And, that moment is something I remember to this day, but I remember handling that moment, as well, you know, and that's what Bianca Belair, she went out there and handled that moment and didn't let the moment get to her or anything like that. It still delivered, you know, like she always does. Bianca Belair is definitely next level talent. She is special. She is truly special. And I'm so glad to really see Bianca Belair have a hell of a run. She didn't just get the title because, you know, it was a prop that she was holding there or anything like that. She's gotten the title because she represents her ass off. Big ups to Bianca Belair.
She's the longest reigning women's champion in the modern era. That's saying something.
And the thing is, I didn't even know that, but I'm so glad to see her have a run because she deserves it. She deserves to have literally a Hall of Fame run because she is that good inside the squared circle. I'm serious, man. And she can go with anybody. She can go with, tell any kind of story. She can follow anybody inside the square circle. So big ups to Bianca Belair, but she's an athlete, man. She's a bona fide. She's a quarter horse. She's going to bring it home. So big ups to Bianca Belair.
Shout out to Bianca in that whole situation. We got some more super chats. I feel like it's time to get to them. I think I have one from our guy. Oh, I messed up. Here we go.
Give us some Roni, brother. Oh, yeah.
That's Cali Tony. I said the new belt competitors are set. Who do you think it'll be come the PLE and who isn't in it that should be? I think Drew should be, but he's leaving soon. I feel like we should talk about the World Heavyweight Championship, but let's save that maybe for the next episode when things become a little bit more clearer.
I don't know who's going to win it, man. I mean, we can talk about that.
I have my opinion.
We could glaze over it.
Well, you know who we know who it could potentially be on the Raw side. I think they actually have announced everybody.
It could potentially be anybody.
Well, they've narrowed it down because there's a tournament. So the participants have been revealed. They are
exactly my point. I mean, whoever's in the tournament is what I'm saying.
It's AJ Styles, Austin Theory, Bobby Lashley, Cody Rhodes, Damian Priest, Edge, Finn Balor, Rey Mysterio, Seth Rollins, Sheamus, Shinsuke Nakamura, and The Miz. It's actually a solid lineup right there. Those are the competitors. I still think it's Seth Rollins would be my
pick. What about Drew McIntyre?
So Drew's not in it, which Cali Tonio points out, and they say that Drew could be leaving soon. I don't know how.
Yeah, I heard Drew McIntyre's contract is coming up, and he may be leaving to move on to other things. I don't know. I don't know how true that is. Him not being in this tournament kind of like says a little bit of something, right?
Yeah, maybe. WWE champion 2 times. Yeah,
exactly. So we'll see how that thing play out. But me personally, I don't have any personal favorites or anything like that. I want to see how the tournament turns out. This is, for me, I'm a fan. This is a history-making moment for anybody who win that world championship. If they haven't won it before, this moment could change their life. It's like winning a major in golf. I'm serious. When you win a major in golf, brother, you're a made man. You ain't got to do nothing for the rest of your life. You good. So whoever wins this championship, this new championship, this new World Heavyweight Championship, man, they're going to be, like I say, especially if they haven't won it before, mm-hmm. like a Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how big that would be for the country of Japan if Shinsuke Nakamura was to win the first, newly formed championship, I guess, what would we call it?
The new world title. I don't know.
Introduced world title. Yeah, I guess that's what we call it. If Shinsuke Nakamura was to win that, man, how big would that be?
There's only 4 guys in the tournament who have not been a world champion. In my estimation, that's Austin Theory, Shinsuke Nakamura, Cody Rhodes, and Damian Priest. So you could see a new world champion out of that bunch. I still think it's Seth, man. That's just my gut feeling, but I could be completely wrong.
Hey, man, Seth is the I guess he would be the favorite. You know what I mean? Yeah. I guess he would have better odds. You know, but
he's probably sitting good in Vegas.
Yeah, but I wouldn't bank on it. I wouldn't bet the house on it or anything like that. Just because, like I say, this could be a moment to be made for someone like a Shinsuke Nakamura. For me, if I'm a promoter, if I'm in the war room and we're talking about this, that conversation got to come up.
Mm-hmm.
That conversation got
to
come up.
It's valid. And Shinsuke, newly drafted to Raw, they've actually been giving him a lot of television time lately. I wouldn't mind it.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, I'm thinking about them dollar bills, y'all, them Benjamins.
Skeeter.
You know what I mean?
We have another super chat here coming in from
Mike Super Chat
Edwards, who says, this is a follow-up now, with Drew leaving soon, I guess it's foregone conclusion, I don't know, should WWE implement a franchise tag on a wrestler so he can't leave for 6 months to a year until the money is right? You know what? I'll be honest with the whole NFL franchise tag. I'm not exactly sure how all that works. It still confuses me a little bit. I understand the overall concept. I don't know the nitty gritty. I don't think something like that works in professional wrestling. They have a contract, and if you don't come to money at the end of the contract, you're a free agent. That's how I see it. I don't.
That's the way it's always been.
If you want to piss the boys off, you can implement the franchise tag.
And if your contract run out, there's no compete clause if it run out, right?
No, if it runs out, you can be somewhere the next day.
Yeah, exactly. So my thing is, I say keep it like it is. I mean, because for me, it's about the guys being able to make money. I'm not looking for the monopoly in wrestling. Okay, I'm not looking to keep a guy if he want to stay. I mean, if he don't want to stay, if a guy want to leave, you let him leave.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I think that right there, you know, opens up a little bit of everything as far as guys going from one side to the other and back. You know what I mean? So if a guy want to leave, let him leave. And Drew McIntyre, he's a guy he's put in work in WWE, not just once but twice. So he knows what that system is all about. Mm-hmm. And one thing about being in the system, after you've been in the system sometime for so long, you want to get out.
Yeah, to have a breather. I mean, he did it before. Drew could be a star in any company. I'll say that first. He could be a top guy in any company.
Any company in the world. But anywhere in the world, he'll be a star.
I like him in WWE.
He'll make money anywhere he wants to, if he wants to continue to do this.
Seriously. Yeah, but I actually don't like the idea of non-compete clauses altogether. I know that's kind of off topic, but I think that those should be, I don't even think that should be a legal thing.
Well, the non-compete, I do agree with in certain aspects because just say, for instance, we're doing an angle, all right? And the angle is hot. Something happened. And then the next day you show up on the competition's television. That right there can throw a monkey wrench and thing. Just like, and this all started back with Medusa back in the day and all of that. Can you imagine? Yeah, exactly. So we got to. I agree with the non-compete clause. Contract run out, free agency. I get that as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got a break, bro.
Stick around, guys. You're in the Hall of Fame. We'll be back in a minute.
Play a part. Maybe I choose you. You ain't gotta be the only one, we could be two. I see you over there with a body that can serve. Looks a blessing when you step it like you came from the good book. Sin intentions, we might get the sheets wet. I'll make it last forever. Promise you could come and keep sweat. Fly to Cabo, you could be my island. Mommy.
Welcome back inside the Hall of Fame, guys. Like we just doing it big. Hey, I wanted to congratulate my girl, Angela, AQA. She's going to be on a new show on NBC called Hot Wheels. And, she's still doing it, man. She ain't quitting. She's still out there doing her thing, man. Big ups to that young lady for sticking it out and just still doing what she loved to do, and that's go out there and entertain the world. Big ups to Angela. Do your thing, girl.
Love AQA. I saw the trailer. I guess they're, like, building their dream Hot Wheel into maybe, I don't understand the full thing. It looks awesome.
I mean, and for her to, you know, be a part of something like that, I was reading, she says she's been a fan and collecting Hot Wheels since she was 10, still to this day.
That's like, she must got a lot of Hot Wheels, man.
I'm serious.
Well, as a young kid, there was nothing cooler than Hot Wheels. I was a kid.
I got my own Hot Wheel. You know, that's what's even cooler.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got my own Hot Wheel with my picture on it and everything. You know,
that's
I think I got like two or three different cars, you know, so it's never in a million years would think something like that would happen for me as a kid growing up.
Yeah, I'm going to have my own Hot Wheel one day.
Oh, yeah, my that's God, nuts. Man. Never in a million years, you know, so life, anything's possible.
Anything is possible. You know, they say there are a few things that are certain in life, right? Like death and taxes. I think the other thing that's certain in life is Chris Paul is going to get injured in the playoffs. Like I just saw he's out again for game five. Game five, man. With the groin.
You know what it is, man. It's more legs, man. I'm old legs, bro. Chris Paul ain't no young cat, man. And trying to run a full season, dog, it's hard. It's hard. Even these young cats have trouble doing it. You know what I mean? So he ain't. He's no different. You know, he's just a man.
Yeah. But I just saw he's out. I want to see the Lakers though dust off the Warriors in this series. I want to see him get it done, man. See, let's have LeBron let him make one more run at it.
Yeah, you know I mean? Yeah, I love to see that. I love to see LeBron get one more shot at it.
Let's make him one more run. We got another super chat.
I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Oh, well, you know, who's outside of the West? I mean, the Suns could be it. The Nuggets are a hard team. That's a hard out. Yeah, if the Suns get by them, that's going to be a big win for the Suns. Because Jokic, the Joker, you see him yelling at his team last night. Oh,
that boy's bad, man. That boy's bad. He really is.
He's no joke. He is no joke. He is really no joke. Anyway, we got another super chat here.
Super chat.
Marcus Craig. Book, that match at Backlash between Io Sky and Bianca was amazing. I want to see Io on her own. I think she would be a great women's champion.
Bro, I'm going to tell you right now. When I watch Io Sky just walk out the curtain, right? She got that bounce walk sideways, almost like the drunken kung fu walk. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
She just feels like something bad about to happen. And then when she get in the ring and perform, bro, she's A1. She's A1 inside the square circle. She can perform at the highest level. So giving her a shot on her own, that's not something, you know, if it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think, you know, being in the tag team with Dakota definitely gave her a chip in the game just to get back in the action. And sometimes you got to, you know, camouflage yourself to get back in the action. And I think, you know, her doing that definitely, you know, she's done a great job. And then to have this spotlight to go out there and do it with Bianca in singles competition, it just goes to show you, man, she's a player. And no matter where you put her at, she's going to be okay.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think that she's awesome, and, you know, out of this, the whole idea of a faction is to elevate the people in it, right? So you see them on a higher level. And Io, being a part of Damage Control, has gotten the spotlight on her. She's gotten the women's tag team title runs a couple times. But it's really, this group, when you look back at it, I think is going to be said, man, that's what really launched Io Sky, you know, into the mainstream, because that's what it's done. It's really put her on everybody's radar. And I would love to see her as a world champion. It's just like a win, you know, because with Zelina Vega, people were like, man, they should have put the title on her in Puerto Rico. I'm like, yeah, but she was facing Rhea Ripley, and Rhea Ripley is just starting this run of dominance.
That's not the reason why you do stuff. No. You know what I mean? That would be like, man, well, he should have won because he was in his hometown.
Yeah, no, it's like,
you can't do that. That's not the way you build a show. And I think Zelina, she won.
Sure.
Whether you realize it or not, Zelina won because she got in the ring with the champ. Mm-hmm. She got a chance to perform, you know, at perhaps one of the biggest, you know, stages she's ever going to be able to perform on in her home, you know, country. So for me, she won. She won, bro. I mean, it's not about winning and losing. I know that is for the fans a lot. You know, it's about going out and winning. You know what I mean? Because they want to win. They want you to win. I get that. You know, but I think Zelina Vega won big time in this situation.
Oh, I agree. And I think Io did as well. We got another super chat.
Super chat.
Give us some Roni, brother. Oh, yeah.
Callie said, you're ready to dance to that one. Callie said, the comp is set for the new belt. Who do you think will be there at the... Well, we already talked about this, Callie. Did I read this? Who do you think should be have a chance but don't? Drew, Brock, Booker T? Is there anybody from the list, I guess, that I read earlier who should be in the tournament that is not? I mean, we talked about Drew. Should Brock be in there? Should you be in there? Should there be anybody else who's not already listed?
I don't know. Did we hear Rey Mysterio?
Rey's in there. There's one actually that I would say.
Who's that?
I'd say Solo Sikoa. I would like him in the tournament. I'm not saying win the thing. Maybe. I don't know. But I'm not saying win it. But I think if he was in it, I would like that. I think it'd make things interesting. Can you imagine Seth versus Solo Sikoa for the title? You know, at the pay-per-view? That would be awesome.
I can see that. I mean, me personally, I don't have anybody that's not in it that I would, you know, wish to be in it.
Same.
Right off hand or anything like that. Maybe I would have loved if, you know, saw someone like, you know, JD McDonough get a wild card or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
I think that would have been cool.
Or it would have been cool to have an
NXT. Waller or somebody get a wild card.
I was gonna say Grayson Waller.
Yeah, yeah. If someone like that got like a wild card, you know what I mean? Or, you know, somebody got hurt and went out, you know, somebody could step in and take their place. Something like that, I think, would have been a cool idea.
Yeah, some NXT representation. Although, like, I'm a little confused by the tournament, but I think it's all right. Because it's a Raw exclusive title, but stars from Raw and SmackDown can compete for it. It's a little like, okay, whatever. But it's, I get it. And you want to have as much name power
It's wrestling.
It's wrestling. Right, I mean, that's where I like. Anytime I have a thought like that, and I start to get in the weeds on something, I go,
"Yeah,
it's wrestling." And that's what I want to see people on Twitter like, "Oh my god, I cannot believe that they're doing this. It doesn't make any logistical sense."
Well, then again, people look at you and say, "Well, why does he say it's just wrestling when he say when he see that? But when he see this, it's not just wrestling."
Yeah, well, because you gotta know, you know, you gotta know when it's just wrestling and when it's just wrestling.
All right, I'm just saying, right? don't get yourself caught.
I'm not going to get myself caught because my thing is like wrestling, sure. There are certain things that annoy me. Like when somebody is in a tag match and they don't hold the tag rope, nothing bothers me more, right? It just irritates the hell out of me. It's like that's the only reason that rope is there. It's the only purpose it has on the ring for these matches for you to hold it, right? That stuff I can get to be a stickler on. But stuff like, oh, they're on this show, but then they're on this show, and then they're on both shows. Why is Omos a free agent? I'm like, because it's wrestling. Whatever makes most narrative sense at the time is what we're always going to do. You know, we're not going to constrain ourselves too much with this guy's on that show and that guy's on this show, right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
It's called a World Heavyweight Championship, but you don't have to be a heavyweight to hold the title. Like, I'm not going to get that much in the woods about it.
Well, they stopped saying heavyweight championship.
Well, no, the new one is the World Heavyweight Championship.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what they call it. The World Heavyweight Championship.
A lot of these guys are going to have to put some weight on.
Don't you go body shaming people again, boy.
I'm just saying, man.
What is heavyweight in boxing? It's like 200 and...
I think it's like anything over 205.
205 is a heavyweight. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Cruiserweight. 205 and, you know.
Under,
yeah.
So everyone should pass that test, maybe. I don't know what Ray's coming in at these days.
Ray's probably 205 pounds.
At least.
Exactly.
How convenient. But yeah, so I don't get into the weeds too much on that. But like, it always makes me laugh when guys, I mean, I'll see like grown men in their 50s talking about,
I'm in my 50s.
Huh? But I'm saying talking about the can you believe that this guy, Omos, is a free agent? How did Omos get the contract for the free agents?
Yeah, man, you know, it's wrestling. It's wrestling. If you just woosah for a second and do that, you'll be okay. I'm serious. Just do that for 1 second. You'll feel a whole lot better about yourself.
You know, but I was.
And the thing is, you'll feel a whole lot better about when you watch the show, too.
Turn your brain off, man.
Do that. Do it for me. I'd do it for you. Stick around, guys. You're the whole thing. We'll be back in a minute.
I just want a free fall like the rain outside your window pane. A free falling like the stars in the sky. Like the pain in my heart won't go away from the start. Can you see?
Shoot! Welcome back inside the Hall of Fame, guys. Just chopping it up, talking about a little something. Backlash 2023 went down in Puerto Rico. Man, I wish I was there, man. I swear to God, man, I wish I was there, man. I'd have been on the beach. I might even went parasailing. You know what I mean?
Got you might brought the wife.
I might even brought the wife. You know what I mean? And got some parasailing there, you know, something like that. Because I don't know where they stayed at, but the last time I had a chance to visit Puerto Rico, man, we stayed at this spot right on the beach. Right on the beach. Walk down the lobby, boom. Walk out the front door, you know, you go out and catch a car, you know, cab, whatever. Walk out the back door. Right on the beach, down right on it. All you hear waves and Bahama Mamas, man. Tall as was, dog. I can't wait to get back. I might even take a little vacation just to go down and, you know, do a little something, a little relaxation. Like I say, parasailing, baby, get the bikini ready. Get that red thing. We going.
Uh-oh. Well, you probably should have said that because people were going to, she's going to take you up on that. You already know. You already know.
I just made a little bag a couple of weeks ago, so I'm good.
Okay. Hey, let me not stop you then.
You know what? I already said, man, my kids, they're going to have a lot of assets when I go. It won't be no cash. Okay. We spending all that every dime.
Every dime.
It ain't lying, man.
I know you're
not. Every dime, I mean, every dime is going to be gone. They're going to be looking around the house, looking in the bank. Ain't going to be nothing.
Not a thing. Not a thing.
House, cars, you know, some bonds, some stocks and all that somewhere they can go find, get some cash, liquid. I'm just saying.
Let them know. Bro, yo, let them know. You can't take it with
you. I'm having fun in this life, man. I'm having fun. I'm spending money, man. I'm spending it all.
We have some.
The other day, I said, man, you want some of those Beats, man? We got him a nice pair of Beats earphones. And the lady at the store, she goes, you getting you a nice set of Beats? No, I'm getting these for my son. She say, oh, he must be a good boy. What can I get? Nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what. During your anecdote, I just wanted everyone to know, because for the spirit of full transparency, and just show Booker's not the only one, I just placed my DoorDash order for dinner. Hey,
what you getting, man? Chicken parm?
I'm getting the chicken parm. We got some more super chats. This is our last segment today, so let's try to get through them. This is from Kappa Owens, who said, y'all all sold out or what? Where are the Booker teacups, man? You must be a sucker. Book, your old segments are gold. Do you ever get that acting bug itch scratch?
All the time. I love doing a little acting. You know, my wife wants me to do more. You know, she always like, maybe, you know, you could do this, you know. But my thing is, the movie thing, you got to be on set all the time. You got to be on set. You got to be working. And it's long hours. It's really long hours. You rap. You go get something to eat. You go to the hotel. You get something to sleep. You come right back, and you're on the set all day again. Mm-hmm. And that could be weeks, months at a time. And I'm just not built for that. I'm just not built. I know, you know, I can make a lot of money doing it. Mm-hmm. But for me, I think happiness and money, those two really got to be separated in order to really be happy.
I agree with you. It doesn't. It definitely doesn't buy it, man. I still believe in the old Puffy and Big, like, more money, more problems.
I mean, that's true. More money, more problems. You know what I mean? I just feel like you got to be able to, if you're just thinking about chasing that freaking dollar bill, man, and chasing it and chasing it and chasing it, you're going to find yourself a miserable, miserable person one day. I really feel that way. Yeah. I really do. You know, so for me, to have a little bit more time at home with the fam, whatnot, and you know, sacrifice a little bit, you know, opposed to making that money. For me, is I'm much happier, bro. I'm much happier. I have less gray, you know, in the beard, even though I'm getting a lot of it right now.
You're getting some,
but my hair still, still growing. So I'm good. I'm good.
I was in the grocery store the other day. I said, "Who is this old man who looks jacked up?"
I had no product here that day, though. You know, when I'm walking around, I don't want to. I want to look like Grady Wilson. I don't want nobody to know who I am.
You had the hair back. You had the shades on.
I'm serious. I don't want anybody to know who I am, man. I try to look totally discreet.
It was funny because for people to know, I ran into Book at the grocery store, which is something that's never happened in the whole time I've known you. But I'm in one aisle, and I got like kind of I'm in my mode, right? I'm actually talking on the phone, and the Book passes by the aisle, and we just, for a second, lock eyes. And it was like almost when you saw your teacher out of school. You know what I mean? You're like, wait a minute. I don't normally run into you here. And we kind of look at each other. And you're like, oh, that is Brad. Here? And I'm like, that is Book. And that's the first thing you said. What are you doing here?
You don't cook.
Hey, I got some stuff going on here for me. I got some stuff. But we have another super chat.
Super chat.
Emma Owens said, Brad not tripping. Bad Bunny match equals match of the year worthy. Easy. Yeah, I mean, it was really good. I'm not saying it's going to win, but it was really, really impressive. I was very, very honored.
You know, we always have the talk when, you know, we do have a star, you know, coming back, you know, the conversation always come up, man, this guy coming back, taking somebody's spot and stuff and whatnot. And this is why, you know, for me, I don't agree with, you know, stuff like that. Entertainment and wrestling is something, you know, that has been together, you know, since Cyndi Lauper and, you know, Liberace and everybody, you know, coming from that world to be a part of this world and to see it done by someone like Bad Bunny, someone like Johnny Knoxville, someone like Pat McAfee, that loves it. I let those guys in any day of the week, man. I give those guys a honorary, you know, a pass, you know what I mean? To be a part of what we do because they love it. And they have a lot of passion when they go out there and do it. And when they talk about it, I've never heard those guys disrespect what we do. And that right there for me, you know, it means a lot.
Yeah, no, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And Bad Bunny definitely didn't take anyone's spot. He created a few, to be honest with you. He created a few. This is from Cali Totemail,
brother. Oh, yeah.
Who said, Booker, tell the truth. You didn't do the kickoff show because you money, hands and feet on. You ain't about to sit up and watch Wade Barrett sip beach drinks. I will say Wade Barrett was there sipping drinks on the beach, and that was all he did for the whole show. I don't know if you saw the lady who brought him his drink, but Wade had the best job of the whole night. Best job. Hey,
bro, look here, man. I ain't hating on Wade, you know what I mean, getting that spot. You know, I don't know if Wade's a happily married man like I am, you know, as well, you know. He may have, had a good time over in Puerto Rico. Me personally, I hope he did. Would I have loved to have been there? But the reason I wasn't there is because the kickoff panel didn't go. That's the only reason I didn't go. Trust me, I was trying to get there, but none of us went on that trip. And I won't be on another trip until SummerSlam because everything is pretty much on, you know, location in different places. So right now I'm off into SummerSlam, so I'm still going to vacation. I'm just going to do it on my own time.
Yeah. I think they do, Saudis next and then the UK after that.
Yeah.
I will show you just so you could, just see for everyone knows what I'm talking about. This was Wade Barrett there. And, there was the mama who brought him the, Wait,
yeah, quack, quack.
Wade was living, man. I'm not mad at him.
Bro, that's the way it is over him. Everything, it's like that everywhere.
I just say.
Going to the grocery store, anywhere. You know, you're going to see a bunch of that. You know?
A bunch of that.
I'm serious.
You're going to see a bunch of that. Yeah,
bro, you're going to see a bunch of it, man. Hey, jiving. It's all scattered. everywhere.
I like how you just hit him with the quack, quack.
Yes, dog, shoot.
Hey, real quick, before we leave, we have like a minute left of the show today. I want to make sure everybody knows we got a big event going down this Saturday, Book. Why don't you let the people know what we got going on?
Yeah, a big event going down on Saturday, guys. Don't miss out. Don't get shut out. Reality of Wrestling, doing it again. 10,000 Emmett F. Lowry Expressway, Booker T. World Gym Arena, 7 o'clock bell time, guys. And guess who's going to be taking over the whole show? It's a little group that I formed called The Heat, managed by a man, a mad, mad, bad, bad man by the name of Booker T. So, guys, make sure you check out The Heat, Booker T, Saturday night, 10,000 Emmett F. Lowry Expressway, Booker T, World Gym Arena. It's going down. Trust me. Oh, yeah. I just want to let everybody know that. Hey, man, we got to
get out of here, boy.
We got to bounce out of here. I got to get a workout here. And as well as I get out for NXT. Also, ASAP in the morning. But Bradley, I appreciate you. All the super challenge shit, man. Wishes, caviar, dreams, man. I love you. Peace. We out.